bravery, to honor my truth as it evolves with me, not to hold back in fear of retaliation or gaslighting or desertion, but to hold my ground, giving thanks for revelations that come. To express what I wish for, and to recognize another's capacity for gentle candor. To be sincere, yielding others the fruits of possibility that arise from the fertile grounds of honesty. Should I quiet my voice? May it be out of grace, a richness expressed in modesty, not passive conformity. There were times when I learned to silence my values and turn a blind eye, not to stray from the prevailing narrative of society. And there were times when I learned to conceal my pain and settle for less, not to appear insecure or weak or needy. But I can unlearn those lessons. I will unbar the gates that have obstructed the flow of life within. I will heed my needs and emotions in gratitude for the privilege of having a voice to declare them, an emblem of my respect for the life I have been given, a life that affords me sovereignty over to whom and to what I grant inclusion. To deny my expression is to deny I am here, a sentient life form, sharing the woes and joys of existence with those far and near.